Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 822 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Katie, but before we get to your question, Katie, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Design Crowd. So if you're stuck on ideas on how to develop your next design, any sort of design, logo, website, landing page, whatever, you can check out Design Crowd because they have over 500,000 designers worldwide to help you crowdsource custom graphics. And doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get the perfect custom design every time or your money back. So check them out. Go to designcrowd.com/askpat. You can learn more, download a free guide on how to crowdsource great images and graphics, and you get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Katie.
Hi, Pat. My name's Katie Kimball, and I've been blogging at kitchenstewardship.com about real food and natural living since 2009. Now, I have 2,200 posts, and that's what my question is about today. I just finished listening to SPI podcast number 200 about the site content audit, and I'm so jazzed to go through my site and just clean up the junk that's in my archives. My husband created a tool that listed all of my short posts under 300 words, right? Because under 300 words, Google's going to ding me for short content. So I have 222 of those, and most of them are just crud. Like, there's nowhere to redirect to. Now, your guest Todd said that he 301 redirected almost every post that he deleted. I guarantee that out of these, you know, I'm going to have these 200 plus probably another couple hundred that are longer, but still crud that will have nowhere logical to redirect to. So is there any precedence for just deleting posts? What do I need to do? Do I need to 410 those, or can I just trash them and not get into trouble with Google? And I have a second question too, and it's about those carnivals that you did mention in that podcast. As a female blogger, I was in a ton of carnivals. And so I'm wondering about the backlinks to my site that I entered in other people's carnivals. Are those going to be negatively reflecting on my own SEO? And should I be approaching those bloggers and asking them, you know, hey, you guys, you should do a content audit too and delete these carnival posts? Also, I have about a dozen carnivals that I hosted, some of which are thematic, which I link to from my ebooks on the same theme. So if I just delete them, it's going to create a negative user experience for purchasers of my ebooks. Can I get away with keeping some of those carnivals, or are they just a real black sheep in Google's eyes? So thanks a lot, Pat. I'm excited to do my content audit and hoping for a little bit more direction.
Hey, Katie, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate this. This is one of the major topics that was talked about last year in episode 200. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/session200 for some of you who may have not gotten that yet. That's run by, or my guest was Todd Tressiter from financialmentor.com. He was actually really inspirational for me as well, because I just recently went through a redesign and a content audit at the same time. And it's just great, because the reason why you'd want to do this really quick is because, you know, as you're writing a blog, you know, you're right about stuff. And just as you could tell from Katie's question, there's going to be things that don't matter anymore. And so you don't want your blog in its entirety to act like sort of a first draft. You want to be able to continually audit it so it becomes honed in and it becomes just tighter and it becomes better for not just the human experience, but obviously as a byproduct for Google, which will increase your traffic and get you better rankings for certain keywords. It's been known to happen to almost everybody who does these audits in the right way. But to your questions, so content under 400 words typically would want to get, quote, deleted. I wouldn't actually straight up delete them entirely. I would redirect them. And I wouldn't do a 410 redirect as well. So a 410 redirect, for those of you who don't know what that is, a lot of you know what a 401 redirect is. That's saying basically, hey, the content that you were looking for isn't found. A 410 is close to the same, but it's essentially saying, and it's landing people on the page that says, hey, the content that you're looking for has been deleted. That's better because it's more specific, but it's still not a good user experience because it's sort of a dead end, right? So what I would do is actually take those 300 those 300 word blog posts of yours and redirect them to something that is similar in content or similar in topic, if possible. If that doesn't exist, you might want to end up creating a page or something that relates to something of that topic, if at all. But see if there's some kind of blog post or page or some tutorial or somewhere. I wouldn't redirect them just to the homepage because it almost seems like an error at that point. But something similar. You could also, what I would recommend potentially doing is creating a page that might have some language specifically for people saying, hey, what you were looking for doesn't exist anymore, but here are some things that might actually help you. So not a 401 page that has some more links on it. And traditionally, I would say your 401 page should be less like a dead end and more like a, hey, you know, here's a detour. But creating a page specifically, if there's some sort of theme throughout all those different shorter pieces of content, something kind of a little bit more meaty that you can, you know, just have redirect to each, from each of those things, that would be the best sort of way to go about it. Now, the other thing is, when you delete content, another thing that wasn't actually talked about on that episode is that there could be some sort of, quote, collateral damage when you delete pages and stuff, because you know how when you create pages, they're often in specific categories or tags. So let's say, for example, that these 300 posts were in a, or these 222 posts that were 300 words or less, they were all in a specific category or a tag. If you were to redirect them all, or delete them, that tag would just be empty, or that category would be empty. So make sure that those things also get taken care of too. Now, to your other question about carnivals typically have a great way of getting short-term bursts of traffic and introducing your brand to other brands and whatnot. I wouldn't worry about having to reach out to other people's sites and having it negatively affect yours. That's typically not going to happen because if that were the case, I could negatively affect another person's site on purpose, right? And Google doesn't want that to happen. It just doesn't have a positive effect, but it's not going to give you a negative effect. At least that's what I understand about the process. So just worry about the carnival stuff on your own site and whether or not that's still useful or not. And if not, you might want to treat it the same way where you can redirect. You may have a page created or a resource page on your site that could be somewhat similar so that when people are coming from your ebook, and it's very great that you're thinking consciously about, you know, your ebook users and their user experience, you still want to have a place that they go to that will be useful. So I would recommend something like a resource page where you potentially link to other websites and stuff so that you can, and maybe at the top of that page even, you could say, hey, you know, this is sort of a updated version of the blog carnivals that used to exist on the site or something like that. So that way, again, it just continues that conversation, which is really what the user experience is all about. You just want to always be able to continue that conversation that you're having with your audience and not give them a dead end or a weird stopping point. So hopefully that helps, Katie, and it gives you some good information. There's some good articles on Yoast.com about deleting pages that you can check out. You can just look those up in Google. Yoast is probably the best place to go to for things like this in the future. For anybody out there who has sort of more technical questions related to search engine optimization and setting up your website and things like that. So cool. Thank you, Katie. I really appreciate it. I want to hook you up with an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And as always, here is a quote to finish off the day. And this one is actually a Yiddish proverb. And that is, if I try to be like him, who will be like me? Oh, that's crazy. Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.